You're listening to Soundside. I'm Mike Davis, filling in for Libby Dykeman. Nearly 19,000 people in Washington have received a letter from their insurance company, Regions. Those people were told that their coverage options might look different starting in December. It's caused a lot of confusion and worry among policyholders, many of whom are on state-subsidized plans.
We're definitely getting questions from people with Medicare Advantage plans, and so they're struggling to figure out what they should do.
This is Nora Davis. She's a volunteer state health insurance benefit advisor, also known as SHEBA.
I work one day a week helping people select their Medicare plans, troubleshoot their Medicare plans, essentially all things related to Medicare. We've been starting to hear from different enrollees in those plans. They're concerned they want to continue seeing the Everett Clinic and Polyclinic.
The Everett Clinic and the Polyclinic's parent company, Optum, is in contract negotiations with Regents. If they can't come to an agreement soon, many of those 19,000 people will need to either change their health care provider or pay out-of-network fees to see their doctors, at least until a new contract can be agreed upon, assuming it will be at all. There are a lot of people covered by Regents, including Boeing employees and school and public employees, and, to be transparent, employees here at KUOW. For some Medicare customers Nora is assisting, there are options.
First off, this does not impact people who are in a Medicare supplement, also known as a Medigap plan. There's no changes there, no impacts there. But if somebody is on a Medicare Advantage plan that includes the Everett Clinic or the Polyclinic, they can enroll in a different Medicare Advantage plan before the end of open enrollment, which ends on December 7th. And in Snohomish County, there are other options available. If they're not able to enroll in a plan by December 7th, they have another opportunity during the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period, which is from January 1st to March 31st, to change their Medicare Advantage plans. And again, there are some other Medicare Advantage plans that include the Everett Clinic and Polyclinic and Network.
But for thousands of people who don't have Medicare Advantage plan, there are fewer options. For many, open enrollment has already ended for the year. For others, it ends today, November 30th. Nora worries about all the people that will have to shift their care.
There definitely are other doctors and facilities in Snohomish County that accept Medicare. But as with all types of doctors and insurance plans, are there panels open to accepting new patients at this time?
It's a fear Everett Herald health reporter Joy Burkholder has heard as well. She reported on the split after hearing from local Everett Herald readers, many of whom go to the Everett Clinic.
I mean, they're mostly concerned about, one, they have these long established relationships at the Everett Clinic, some of them decades, and they largely like their doctors, and they also like that their doctors can easily talk to each other. They don't want to lose that, as well as they're really afraid of trying to find new doctors in an area where a lot of people have to wait months for primary care or specialists. Someone just reached out to me yesterday that said that their husband, even with the Everett Clinic, had to wait a few months to get into a new primary care provider when his left. So it's already a tight market. So the plans are supposed to, you know, provide adequate doctors who are taking new patients. But it seems like, you know, what might be considered adequate, let's say a 3-month wait, doesn't feel adequate when you're a patient who really wants to get in to see a doctor for either primary care or specialty.
What other healthcare options are available for people who live near Everett?
Yeah, I mean, they have a number of them. There's Providence Medical Group, there's Western Washington Medical Group, Virginia Mason, and PacMed. And those are the big ones that were listed in the letters they received. King County folks, of course, have different options.
I heard Providence in there, and Providence is a Catholic hospital. Are there certain types of care that would be unavailable there due to religious beliefs?
Yes, I mean, Providence follows the Catholic Church's ethical and religious directives. And so really here, you're looking at the change for people in Snohomish would be on the clinic care side, and Providence has some clinics. So typically we think of those buckets of affected care as women's health, reproductive access, transgender care, and end-of-life care.
So there are some options, but based on what I'm hearing from you about what the people have told you, I mean, how has Regents and Optum responded to all of those concerns?
I've heard from a few people who just said that they spent a long time on some of those phone numbers that were given out and haven't made much progress. I feel like some of the best information has actually come from the state because of the impact on the PEB and the SEB members. They've updated their press release as of yesterday that negotiations are still ongoing and that they'll, you know, Regents says, you know, it'll do its best to, you know, make sure people can find care in their community. And PEB and SEB members are being told the same thing.
For clarity, can you tell me what are PEB and SEB?
Oh, PEB is the Public Employee Benefits Board, and SEB is the School Employee Benefits Board. So those are, you know, public sector workers who get their benefits through the state. So teachers, state employees, retirees as well.
That's a lot of people. Can you tell me, when does the current contract expire?
Well, that depends. For Medicare Advantage members, that contract expires December 5th. So any care that they would receive at the Everett Clinic or Poly Clinic after December 4th would be considered out of network. That's a little complicated because the Medicare Advantage members actually get this clause that with the public health emergency, the federal COVID public health emergency on, they can be covered in network until that ends, which is January 11th. For everyone else that has reached out to me with non-Medicare Advantage plans, that contract ends December 19th. So care after December 18th is not covered and they don't get that public health emergency clause.
Thanks, Joy. And a lot of what you're saying is pretty complicated.
Yes.
And we heard from Nora about options for Medicare customers, but open enrollment has already ended for some people. For others, it ends today. What do they do if their doctor suddenly isn't in network anymore?
Yeah, they have to find someone new. You're right that open enrollment ends today for PEB members. It already ended for SEB, and then it ends on the 7th for Medicare Advantage. So after that contract ends, they have to find someone new.
Wow. As you said, this is complicated, and we want to make sure that people understand what exactly is in this contract and what is it that's keeping Regents and Optum from reaching an agreement?
Well, I haven't seen the contract, and I haven't been able to get much detail from either company. The disagreement that Regents outlined in its letters was over an unprecedented double-digit increase in the rates being asked for by the Optum-owned Everett Clinic and Poly Clinic. I was not able to get confirmation that it was 14.75%, but that is what Regents had put in a letter that it sent to one of its brokers, a broker who works with Regents plans. So that sounds like it was a surprise to Regents, but again, they didn't respond to direct questions about what they were expecting for the provider rate increase there.
Okay, so I understand that you cannot confirm that number of increase, but let's just say that Regents did hypothetically agree to a 14.75% increase. Would that cost be passed on to customers in the form of higher premiums?
Well, again, they didn't answer my direct question about how they were thinking about that. When insurance plans are trying to get permission from the Office of the Insurance Commissioner for their next year plans, they put in, you know, these rate requests and reviews, and they share their financials. And Regents actually only made money last year because of their investment gains. So they didn't actually make money on their core business. They do have a surplus, but it's very clear in the Office of the Insurance Commissioner documents that they can't make an insurance company dip into their surplus to keep premiums lower. Now, could a company do that? I don't want to speak out of turn, but it certainly seems like they could.
Wow. Now, it sounds to me like a lot of this is up in the air and like a lot of it still isn't very certain, Joy. But I do want to bring this back to our listeners. I mean, who are these companies? These are really big decisions that are going to impact real everyday people who live and work here. Are we talking about national companies making these decisions or these local companies? How close are they to the communities that they're about to impact?
Yeah, so the Everett Clinic, right, people think of as it used to be an independent local company. It is not anymore, purchased by Optum, which is part of the giant United Health. That's not a local company, and it's a giant company. Regions Blue Shield, though, right, is an independent nonprofit licensee of Blue Cross Blue Shield. So you could think of them as more local, certainly more so than Optum.
If these two companies can't come to an agreement on this contract, what will it mean for their businesses? I mean, who comes out on top from this dispute?
I did check market share numbers for Regions Blue Shield. So to have a sense in the insurance market, you know, how many people are enrolled in Regions plans? That's, you know, statewide. So this is Office of Insurance Commissioner data that Regions Blue Shield specifically has 13% of statewide group insurance based on premiums, and it covers about 190,000 people. And in the individual market, it ranks number 10 with about 279,000 people. Regions is, you know, statewide is a pretty big share of the market. So you would think that Everett Clinic and Polyclinic wouldn't want to lose those potential patients. And vice versa, with the Everett Clinic having, you know, historically had so many patients and people really liked going to the Everett Clinic. Regions obviously is an insurance company. It wants people to enroll in its plans, but if it doesn't have the Everett Clinic, you know, people are going to be less likely to choose Regions. And then vice versa, that if Regions has, you know, decent statewide market share, you'd think that a provider, Polyclinic and Everett Clinic, would really want that business as well. How much it matters to their bottom line, that's outside of my knowledge.
So Regents and Optum's current contract ends December 5th-ish. Is there a deadline that we should expect for a decision on a new contract?
No, it could drag out. Who knows how long? They're required by law to give that 30-day notice that they haven't reached an agreement. I think we'd be looking for something soon. For the sake of patients and their peace of mind, but I don't know.
Wow, this sounds like a lot of bad news, Joy. Is there any bright side? Is there anything that you can give us that people can kind of do? Can people still get ahead of this? Is there any light that you can shed on this situation at all?
I'm struggling to come up with something here. I would say that, you know, people who have the means to travel further might be able to look further afield. Right? One reader mentioned that they have now gone to, they go to Kirkland and Woodinville for care. So Kirkland is in King County for folks who aren't familiar with the geography, and Woodinville is kind of right on the border. So maybe they get more creative and if they have the means to do that.
That was Joy Burkholder, health reporter for the Everett Herald. State Health Insurance Benefit Advisor Nora Davis did offer some advice for anyone currently receiving ongoing care at the Everett Clinic.
I would highly recommend that they contact their provider and find out if there's any continuity of coverage that's going to happen during this situation. It would be very unfortunate if somebody, say, was undergoing cancer treatments and all of a sudden the Everett Clinic is out of network and they're faced with significant bills. So they really should reach out to their provider and find out what that continuity of care program would be.
According to Washington State's Healthcare Authority, some patients will be able to receive continuing in-network treatment for a limited time. That includes people who are pregnant, receiving inpatient care, or who are terminally ill. You can find more information on who's eligible by going to hca.wa.gov. Thanks for listening to Soundside. Don't forget you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 FM in Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. every Monday through Thursday, or anytime online at KUOW.org or on your favorite podcast app.